Hey, it's Emaster from Cross Border Gaming. The Leipzig Gamers Convention is on right now, and I just wanted to share my thoughts on the Sony press conference that just finished a few minutes ago. So, lots of things were mentioned. We got PSP Go, more PSP colors. PSP Go is getting a full version of Gran Turismo for free on launch, which I'm not, well, it's kind of fair because the PSP Go is a lot more expensive in Europe than it is here in North America, so I can understand why the freebie game needs to be in there, and so that they can move units in Europe again. Anyways, so I'm not gonna spend too much time talking about the farbage, like the new PSP colors. There is a PSN is gonna have some sort of DSiWare style store, which I'm actually looking forward to. I would like to participate because it's a 100 megabyte limit. So that means a game that's 80 megs or something like that, they're usually pretty good. I mean, Holy Invasion of Privacy Batman was less than 100 megabytes. So I'm like, why not? I think they could make some decent games out of that. And, you know, I just my problem is how are you going to download them on the go, because the PSP Go, specifically the PSP Go, it doesn't have a GSM radio in it or a or any other sort of way of recording, you know, with not recording, I mean without basically being able to access a worldwide network like the iPhone does or something like that, if there's no GSM radio in it or what is it, ISDN or anything like that in it. So I'm not quite sure how that's gonna work. On the other hand, the DSi does the same thing, so it doesn't really matter. I don't believe they're trying to compete with the Apple Store. I believe they're just trying to compete with the DSiWare store, and I'm glad about that. I'm looking forward to that actually. As far as that goes, that somewhat interested me. They talked about Uncharted 2, and they're starting to make it sound like Spider-Man 3, and I mean, yay, okay, there, yeah, whatever. We already know everything there needs to be known about Uncharted 2, so we're done with that. I mean, I don't really think I need more information on Uncharted 2. I want to play it already. It's like if they kept talking about God of War 3 and saying how cool it's going to be. People know it's going to be cool because it's God of War. People are not stupid. Let's see what else. And of course, the big one is the PSP, sorry, PS3 Slim. Finally coming out at $299. It's going to sport a 120 gig hard drive. It's going to be 34%. It's going to consume 34% less power, and it's also going to have it's going to be 32% smaller, which I like because my PlayStation 3 is bulky and whatnot, and it's going to come out first week of September. So I would say maybe September 4th or something like that it's going to come out, I'd say, in North America. Now, this is the same unit that's been leaked online months and months and months ago, so it's not a shocker to a lot of people, but that's all right. So we also got no confirmation of any PS3 Slim backwards compatibility. We know that Sony put out a patent for a new backwards compatible technology to the PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 1. I'm not sure if it was the PlayStation 1 as well, but I know it was for the PlayStation 2, which was a software emulation. So I'm wondering, does the PS3 Slim have backwards compatibility again? Now, if they can pull that off, if the PlayStation 3 Slim has backwards compatibility, I believe Sony can make a damn good comeback from this, from the hole they've been sinking into, as financially at least, with the unit, because I like the PlayStation 3. I think it's a great console, and I do believe the slim version will re-kickstart that franchise. And I think a lot more people are going to get a PlayStation 3 now if they don't have one already, and at $300, which is the same price as the Elite is rumored to be going for, then I think it's going to work quite well. Actually, no, the Elite is going for $299 right now. I'm sorry. So, yeah. PS3 Slim's been announced first week of September. Until then, Cross Border Gaming episode 16 should be up sometime in the next 2 days. All right. Talk to you later. Bye bye.